Oh, hey there, Big Fatty.
Hi. You know, I heard recently that the difference between me and the Grand Canyon is that one is a tourist attraction and the other is the Grand Canyon.
Where'd you hear that?
It was as funny the second time as it was the first time.
Correct.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Sorry, it's just the 787 taking off in my front yard. Wow.
Oh, that's better than the hobo.
Well, we're right about there. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for the 11th of October, 2021, in the vacationing year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even on vacation, he gets it wrong. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the traveling man.
I am the cross country. Not spelled C-U-N-T.
Oh, I think it was. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Well, welcome back, Big Fatty. You haven't been on a show in like a month.
I know. Prayers have been answered. And, you know, Ooh. It is the season. We're moving into the season of miracles.
Well, it's true. And it's nice to start it off with one. Although, I guess all good things have to come to an end.
Absolutely.
Of course, I am not talking about your cross-country trip because, y'all, Big Fatty has been, he traveled from the Los Angeles area to the, back to the Charleston with the nip, and I was worried about his safety most of the time. I think Big Fatty will tell you, I checked on him several times to make sure he was still with us.
Especially when you heard how many times we stopped at the Cracker Barrel.
Ah, right. I thought that they were probably getting back based on where they had been, and so I texted Big Fatty to say, you know, are you getting back today? And he said, yes, we're not far away. And a little bit while later, I said, you know what? I'm feeling very generous. I think I'm, you know, I know the nip's going to be getting settled and everyone's tired. How about I bring dinner over? Welcome to Fat Acres. And here's some food and some paper plates. And so just eat up. We're at the Cracker Barrel here in town by your house. So, it's nice to know that you really got to experience the culinary delicacies
of the country. It was the culinary tour of the Midwest breadbasket, I think they call it. Sometimes they call it the flyover states, but anyway.
Right. Well, I'm just glad you got to enjoy some time with the nip, and you know, in these later years. It's always good to spend time with the elderly, so.
Because
you just never know.
It was a very nice gesture on your part.
Ah, well, I mean, it was for the nip, not for you, but I mean.
Oh, okay. Well,
I knew that you would just pull out something you'd cook before you left and just microwave it and eat it, so.
Right.
Because, you know, it would have been fine.
Right.
So you're back, and we haven't chatted since. Now, I dropped Big Fatty off at the area of Puerto.
Right.
On his way to the San Diegos and said goodbye. Now, and earlier that week, Big Fatty had picked me up from the area of Puerto. Y'all, we were area of Puerto experts
by the
end of that week. And Big Fatty had picked me up on Monday night, and on Friday afternoon, I pulled the car in and dropped him off at the Deltas, and off he went. So I guess now we have to just get back to normal, right?
Oh, you know, there's something to be said for being able to sleep in your own bed.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Now, I did not check.
Soil your own sheets. Now, I understand. Right. Understand during my absence that there was a visit to the villa other than to visit Fern Gully.
Right, right. I believe we talked about this on the last little show. Y'all, I was last Saturday morning. I got up and it was a big coal mine day. And I said, you know, I don't have to work, but I got invited to some things. And I said, I think I'm going to go. But it had been a super busy week at the coal mine. So I had to do some laundry. I had to wash my underpants. Well, midway through washing my underpants, y'all, the water went out. I think I told the story on last week's little show. And yes. My washing machine had an incident. So the incident...
I believe it sharded itself.
It did. It did. It sharded all over the place. Y'all, we've got
the nip is in the background?
I did. The nip looks very angry and very inconvenient. He was probably trying to nap.
He is very angry and inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we do things around here.
That's but Vader.
It's been a while.
That's
Hi.
I don't know.
We've never met.
He doesn't know you.
Never met. Never.
Never. Mm-mm. Never met.
The last time I saw the nip, he was much fatter. Yeah.
Yes, the last time. And probably. Well, no, well, you're still fat.
Yeah.
I'm a little nauseated.
Oh, that's okay. So are the seats in the Nip's car. Y'all, all I kept thinking about was the interior of the Nip's automobile is just destroyed. Completely destroyed.
But the Nip destroyed it himself.
Oh.
By dropping the Crystal Hamburger on the seat.
Ah, ooh. You know, we don't like that. He doesn't bring that one out of retirement.
Y'all, he's talking to me, and I've got the noise-canceling headphones on. Can't hear a word he's saying. I just see the lips.
Yeah, so, yeah, but that's okay. That's right. Okay. You couldn't, even if you didn't have the noise-canceling headphones on, still wouldn't be able to hear him.
Right.
So, anyway, y'all, my laundry, my washing machine exploded, but I was doing laundry when this happened, and so, y'all, I had to text the Big Fatty, and I was like, I may need to borrow your washing machine, because y'all, like, I was in the middle of doing a load of laundry, but also, I had used all of the towels to dry up all the water that it had exploded out. So I couldn't take a chance that it was just the water had gone out. So y'all, I went and used the villa washer, and I did dry one load there in the dryer while I was waiting on the second load. And y'all, I put it in, and it's like 45 minutes. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit longer than mine, but fine. But then after it detected how dirty they were, it turned into an hour and 10 minutes to wash a load. So anyway, so I did get to sweep up all the dead bugs and whatnot in the villa.
Now, where were these dead bugs? Because I don't know where the dead bugs were. I don't know about these dead bugs.
They were in the middle of the living room on the floor.
Oh.
I'd stepped on half of them before I realized what was going on. There's a bunch of worms and things. So swept all that up. Yeah, cleaned all that up. They were dead. Your pest control's working because they were dead. But anyway, cleaned all that up and read. I tried to sit out front. I think I mentioned this on last week's little show, but there was too much going on in the Fat Acres. So I just had to move
Fat
to the
Acres
sofa.
Is bustling.
Yeah. Did also spend a lot of time with the ferns. A lot of time.
And they got the good free watering too.
They did, which sounded like a good idea until I had to try to put them back up wet and ended up soaked soaked by Fern Gully.
Soaked and heavy as hell.
Yeah. They were a bit heavy to lift over your head and to try to get on the hook. So So anyway, so that was going on, but yeah, and the cruise of a lifetime, Big Fatty, it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. Rebooked to go again this Thursday. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because I pushed it back to November because.
Okay.
A lot going on, and then I've got to do some coal mine travel next week. So,
decided. You're going the second weekend in November?
Right. That's. I figured that was a good time.
There's nothing
to
else
go.
Going on.
Nope. Nothing at all.
Everybody else takes vacation then.
Right. So doing that, but this week, y'all, I'm going down to the Flow Ride. I'm going down to the Barber Boulevard in the Disney World to see the new fireworks show.
Oh,
and, you know, I
is that the one at the Epcot
and the one at the Magical Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So going down there, and you know, I got to use all my vacation days because can't let them go to waste.
No.
So.
No.
So gonna do that
you
and
never lose vacation.
Right. Now, Big Fatty, how you've slept in your own bed. I see did. the nip is in and out, so
yes. He's now moved off camera.
Right.
So that you can't see him, but anyway.
But he's no, there in the villa.
It's nice to be back in Fat Acres. I'm back on the Nipple Walk regime. It's just getting back to the routine, and it's lovely.
Oh, Lord, did you?
Excuse me. It was just, I had some Rocky Road ice cream earlier,
and by earlier, you mean Thursday. Right. So this is just delayed. Mm-hmm.
No, this is earlier today.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I've been doing something very interesting today. Big Fatty, have you heard of the laundry stripping event?
Laundry stripping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Is that where you try to get the skid marks out of your underpants?
I can see how you would think that, and I'm sure you could use it for that, but y'all, I've seen it on the TikTok and the Instagram for quite a while.
Oh,
and
is this like the ice bucket challenge or something?
Kind of, except that you soak things in this mixture of laundry powder, like Tide powder, and borax. That's that 20 Mule Team Borax.
Is that 20 Mule Team Borax? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
From the Death Valley days.
Yep. And laundry powder, borax, and Dawn dish detergent.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was just...
And you can clean birds with it, too.
You could clean the grease right off a bird. Well, y'all, it looks like I'm making chili in the bathtub right now.
Ugh.
It
what
works.
What is it supposed to do?
So it breaks down minerals that maybe have built up in your clothes, all the old soap, and then all your oils from your body that don't, don't wash out. So I'm not using it for my clothes yet, but I'm using it for my pillows because you know your pillows will start to turn a little yellow.
Oh yeah.
And so y'all, it is absolutely disgusting. So that's what I'm up to in my bathtub right now. And I'm going to tell you, it works. I don't know that I would put my good clothes in, because I think it probably messes with the dye a little bit in there. But I'm going to try my sheets next.
Oh.
So I was getting ready to strip the bed, and I was like, I'm going to put the sheets in there and see what happens.
Now, wouldn't it be easier to buy new pillows?
I mean, yes. And that was more of a test. To see if it did work. Because I figured the pillows would be full of the oils and whatnot, though I do wash them.
And the head lice and...
Well, bed bugs, too.
Bed bugs.
Yeah.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Right. Well, you can't.
No.
Mm-mm. So I'm doing that. Has anyone else tried that? I feel like it's something that Miss Bacon would do. Although Miss Bacon probably washes her pillows every week. I just suspect she's that sort.
She may be.
Yeah, just like, everything, like,
no,
she
ma'am.
Probably wipes the baseboards down every week, too. Ugh. Yeah.
The nip is flexing in front of the bathroom mirror.
Okay.
And by flexing, I mean he's trying to hold the scut in.
Ah. he's trying to impress me.
It's a little snug.
Yeah.
Snug as a bug.
Now, Big Fatty, while you were gone, I am happy to report. I'm happy to report that you have. I didn't know you had a pet.
Yes.
It's this little green lizard that lives on your front porch.
Yes.
He was very chatty. Walked up onto my hand.
Did he try to sell you insurance? He's big on that.
No, he didn't, but I thought I was going to scare him away, and I put my finger out, and he just walked right up onto my arm. Oh, so I said, wow, Big Fatty has trained his new pet very well. Yeah. But y'all, it rained while Big Fatty was gone, and it rained, and it rained. I had to check on the Nips butterfly.
Building an ark?
Basically. I checked on the Nips butterfly on my way through the neighborhood.
By the way, the butterfly has been removed.
Wow. Wow. Well, it made it through the monsoon, and now
it did make it through the monsoon.
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried. I had to drain Big Fatty's porch cushions. Y'all, it rained so hard that they were soaking wet. Everything was just soaked. So took care of all that. Hopefully the villa's okay. What is the Nip doing? I had to check on the Ruby Red too while I was over there because I just looked at the backyard because I was worried. It was straight up monsooning, so I checked on everything to make sure your trash can hadn't blown away or something. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So anyway. Big Fatty, you've been gone for a long time, and it's been lovely, just to be clear. But
yes.
I feel like maybe we should do just a tad bit of this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where I am grossed out because there's a bug in my drink, but also Big Fatty tells me who was born on this day. I tell him if they are dead, alive, and who they were and what they did, why we would know them.
Okay, Dottie West.
Dottie West. Dottie West is dead. Yeah, Dottie West is dead. You would probably
know Dottie West?
You would probably know her best from such 1950s musicals, such as Singing in the Rain and
Singing in the Rain.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, Dottie West is indeed dead. However, she was an American country singer, not spelled C-U-N-G, and was born in the Nashville, Tennessee. Ooh. So how about that? All right. You know, by the way, this is not one of the ones that we're going to ask you, but it is Eleanor Roosevelt's birthday today.
Never heard of
it. Been. All right, Henry John Hines.
Well, 47 varieties. Big Fatty, that's the founder of the ketchup company, amongst other things.
And alive or dead?
Oh, dead.
Oh, well, he is dead, and it's Hines 57, not 47.
Oh, I'd stop counting.
Oh, okay. The Nip is now leaving. Okay.
Again. Bye-bye.
Fred Trump.
That, I believe, is the Donald's father, and he is dead.
Oh. You were correct on both of those. I wouldn't get too excited. All right. Luke Perry.
Oh, may he rest in peace. Y'all, you knew him from the Beverly Hills 90210, but he died, didn't he? Yeah, he died.
And Luke Perry is dead, and he was on the 90210. One last one.
One more.
Felton Perry.
Who?
Felton Perry.
Sorry, I was listening into the microphone. Felton Perry. Well, I think he has gone on to glory. I don't know that most people would know him as well as I do. Y'all, he was, I believe it was pronounced Peary, but he was the pastor at my parents' church in the early 1980s when I was a kid.
Felton Perry, yes. Mm-hmm. Felton Perry is still alive.
Oh.
He's an American actor. He was in Magnum Force and Southern Death, and he was born up there in the Chicagos.
Oops. Y'all never heard of him. Never heard of him either.
It's just
Perfect. Well, yeah. You were channeling my father. Y'all, I'm going to see the hats here soon.
Ooh. Oh.
I know. Well,
is
I was planning
holidays.
Yeah, but I'm just going to see them. I was planning on going up to the mountains this week to see Miss Dolly.
Oh.
But y'all, it's been hot as hell. So the leaves haven't started changing yet. So I don't really, there's no point in going up there if I'm not going to be able to see the leaves and whatnot. So I'm going to wait a few weeks on that. But, and plus y'all, I need to, much like the nip, I am girthy. And so I really need to work on my wardrobe. That was made very clear to me on the Cruise of a Lifetime, that my wardrobe was quite limited. So, but yeah. So now, do you have big plans this week?
And by limited, you mean tight.
Right. Right.
Today, as people are listening to this, we're celebrating Spanksgiving up there in the northern Mexico.
Didn't know that. Okay. Do we know anyone in northern Mexico?
No. We don't have any listeners in northern Mexico.
We don't have any listeners in anywhere. But that includes northern Mexico. But yes. Now,
about as close to northern Mexico as we can get is Miss Lauren.
Right.
You know, excuse me, Mrs. Lauren.
Yeah, I know. Mergeries. It's going to take some... Mergeries Lauren. She has turned into a married woman so fast. She is embracing it on the Twitty. She is just like, we're texting each other cat videos from different floors of the house. That's married life. And I'm like, Miss Lauren, bless your heart. It didn't take long. I know.
Does she have the girls' night out now?
Where she drinks a little white wine with the ladies. I've planned another trip. Do you have any other trips going on? Do you have any big doings coming up other than the fact that I clearly need to take you across the country because you hadn't been to most of the places on your little list, and I had been to all of those places and you did them all wrong, understanding you only have one night. But I was like, good Lord, we need to get Big Fatty out before the end of days. So,
I've got my brother and his wife coming the second weekend in November for Old Coal Miners Weekend.
I won't be here.
Found out they're going to be staying with me.
Oh,
and coming up here in the next couple of weeks, be putting up the crema tree, you know.
Ooh.
Because, you know, crema season starts the 1st of November.
It does. And, it absolutely does. I might put up a crema tree this year.
You are?
I might. I bought a new one a couple years ago and put it up once, and then I haven't put up a Christmas tree since. Because, y'all, I travel a lot around the holidays. Yeah. But
I'll be traveling to the Hawaii in December.
Thank goodness.
I'm going to need to have the crema tree up early so I can enjoy it.
I think you're going to the Hawaii's about the same time I'm going. Y'all, I'm going my next trip, other than the cruise, which is paid for and I don't really count, is...
That's the Cruise of a Lifetime?
Yeah, 2.0. Y'all, I'm going to Glacier. Well, I'm flying to Kalispell, Montana. To see the Glacier National Park in the winter and the whitefish and to go skiing and whatnot and so forth and so on.
Now, is Miss Bacon coming up to visit you?
I think it's just
a couple hours away.
Right. To northwestern Montana. I'm sure Miss Bacon could probably ride her motor scooter time of year right over there. It'd be just a fun little easy ride. Right. Yeah, right. Probably not.
Right.
Oh yeah, but no plans for Miss Bacon. Although she's welcome, I'm not sure. Do we think Miss Bacon is a skier?
She's probably more of a. While Vader is out skiing the Black Diamond Slopes, I'll be here in the lodge drinking the hot toddies.
Well, as long as it's Michelob Ultra, isn't that what Miss Bacon drinks? Is the Mick Ultra? I feel like it is. I don't really know.
Drink the Captain Morgan.
Got to add that vomit sound.
Okay. Yeah. You need that.
Yeah. Y'all, speaking
of
the vomit
last week,
right? Speaking of the vomit sound, got and this has to be awful. I got a message, a Facebook message, like Messenger, from the widow of whose funeral, you know, I attended the funeral of his deceased husband last week, saying, I just want to let you know that someone who I am not going to say who has tested positive for the COVID. And so we're recommending everyone go get tested. But he was vaccinated, but he still tested positive. So I did get to go have a swab stuck up my nose this week. I do not have the COVID, which is not hard to believe.
And when will you be getting the COVID test? Okay, never mind.
But, yep, so had that. Yeah, it's been a busy week. It was awful. It was awful. The coal mine is just terrible. And the only thing that would make it better is if we had a skull update to give you, but we don't because, you know.
Why don't we do the voice letters and the e-letters?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I wanted to play another game, but we're really out of time. But, y'all, I got an award at the coal mine.
Oh, yes!
Now, Big Fatty didn't get this award, but I got an award. Y'all, because I beat COVID. What was it? It's not here.
It was you worked during the pandemic or pandemic.
Basically. It was a pandemic service award.
Yes.
I asked if it could be traded in for cash.
No cash value.
No cash value. I was like, well, thanks. And they're like, we mentioned this at an all coal mine meeting in April. And I was just like, oh, I didn't go to that one either. But y'all, they hand delivered it. It was very special. So I filed that away with all of my other coal mine awards. So,
well, those with the training certificates that
you get. Oh, right. Well, I mean, I am trained in sexual molestation, basically.
Yes.
At this point, at the coal mine, y'all, the coal mine trainer quit, and no one knows what to do. Like,
really?
Yeah. In fact, most of the HR team quit, and it's like we just won't have any training this year because we're too busy. We can't do that. And I was like, okay,
we don't know how to do that.
Okay, that's perfect. Y'all, it's also performance review season at the coal mine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Myself and the orange hat coal miner had to sit down and work on those for a couple of people on Friday. And that was as much fun as you think it was. That's all I got. I was like, why couldn't I be in charge of this when the skull was here? Because that would have really, that would have just really gotten her beehive in a twist.
Well, there'd been no cheese straws for you if that had happened.
That's probably true. Thank goodness you left.
Has she died yet?
No, I don't think so. Thank goodness you left the cheese cookeries in San Diego.
I left a few.
Brought
some of them back home.
Now, what does the Nip think of the cheese cookeries? I mean, I know he's on a low-carb diet, but...
Well, and by low-carb, you mean high-carb. All-carb.
Perfect.
He was having dreams of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, well, okay. Me too. Yeah. I mean, y'all, they keep bringing donuts to the coal mine, which is fine, but it's not. First of all, they're Dunkin', not Krispy Kreme.
Unless it's the Boston cream pie. No, the Boston cream pie ones are good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, that can be okay, but y'all, they aren't even the good Dunkin'. Like, they're the, like, maple glaze. Ooh. And I am fat, and I'm just going to tell you, it's not acceptable.
No.
So, of course, everyone's like, well, you can buy the donuts. And I'm like, no. I mean, I've bought plenty of donuts in my day for the coal mine, but y'all would not appreciate the good ones because I like the cream-filled ones, just the plain old whipped cream-filled donuts. Delicious.
Yeah, you just taste the sugar in them. So...
Why else would you eat them?
Right.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, all right. It's just good to be back. Good to be back.
Yeah, you know, me too.
We got the time change coming up in a few weeks. Looking forward to that.
I can't wait for it to be pitch black dark at this time of the day that we're recording this.
Well, it will be. And do you know anybody else who likes the change to standard time?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It'd have to be somebody really old, in fact, with a ponytail, probably, that would enjoy that.
Mmm.